Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
It is time for our Seahawks player spotlight. Always fun to talk to this man. A member of the Seahawks defense is with us on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. He is Kobe Bryant. Kobe, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Coming off the weekend, excited for another Seahawks game, and hopefully we got a different outcome against a 49er team that looked almost unbeatable against the Eagles. I'm curious, when you're not playing football, when you're not in the film room, when you're at home, do you watch Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night football?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. Just to get a different perspective of it, watching film versus on TV is two different things. So, yeah, I try to, watch as much as I can.
So, did you, in watching the 49ers, did they look any different than when you guys just played them?
No, not different. Obviously the score, was different, and it was a different team. But, obviously we have the utmost respect for that team. We know what they're capable of, and, we just ultimately have to play the game how we're supposed to play it, and, we should come out victorious.
Kobe, tell us about that Dallas team. I mean, that looked like offensively a really good team, but, it looked like you guys were playing really well. Did you get some confidence out of that game, having played so well against them, especially on, on their field?
Absolutely. We always have confidence in ourselves. It's always us. We always, like I said, respect our opponent and keep going and just continuously grow each week and, just learn from our mistakes, and that's how we continuously get better.
Well, when you look at that film with Dallas, that was a slugfest between two offenses in that game. So it was, defensively maybe not the best film you wanted to look at, but what'd you see when you looked at it?
We're willing to fight, to the end. That's the biggest thing, and especially being a competitor at the highest level, that's what you want to see. Like I said, we just have to, keep reevaluating the film and learning from our mistakes and continuously growing and, just patch up the little things, and we should be all right.
Kobe, you seem to have a knack for pulling the ball out and forcing fumbles. Do you tell us, a lot of times is that you just putting a hat on the ball, or is it, I'm trying to remember your forced fumbles, but it seems like you pay extra attention of, trying to strip that ball out, but that's also got to be a challenge to secure the tackle first, right? Tell us your mindset there.
My whole life, from high school up until college, into the pros, I've always, been told I had a knack for the ball. So that's just something that I take pride in, and especially me being a defensive guy, just getting the ball. You get the ball, you win games, defensively. So that's just what I take pride in, strengthen my strengths, and, that's the biggest thing for me.
Did you watch Peanut Tillman play?
Yes, I did.
seemed like he became the king of stripping the football from people. So, yeah.
Hey, absolutely.
Just you individually, I know you've dealt with injuries, and it feels like it's kind of been a stop-start season for you. Has it been frustrating? How have you viewed this season?
It's definitely a learning curve for me. I've always been healthy. I've never missed games up until, I got to the pros. And, I'm healthy now, so that's all that matters. I'm just going to contribute in any way that the team needs me, special teams, whatever the case may be. I just want to, be there for my teammates so we can come out victorious on Sundays or Mondays, whatever the case may be.
Hey, Kobe, tell us about, you play up in the box quite a bit. And, you got to be physical in there. When you have, like, an offensive tackle or a guard, are you taking those guys on? Or are you trying to use your speed? Then you got to maintain your gap, right? So tell us how you handle that.
Well, Coach Hurt knows I'm only about 200 pounds. So he knows, and they're 300 pounds. So he knows that, I can only do so much. But just to use my speed and quickness against them, You know, that's the biggest thing. And just ultimately, like you said, just being physical as well too. When I have to be, you know, you can't just always be a finesse guy. You have to be physical as well too. So you know, that's what they need me to be in there, and that's what I would do. So.
I think when we talked to you in training camp, we were asking, you know, hey, do you like playing inside? You like playing outside? You like playing safety? You're a guy that can be plugged into all these different spots. As the season has gone on, where do you feel most comfortable? Is there a spot that is, you got, you know, 12 games under your belt now, you go, you know what, I really feel strong. I feel good at safety, or I feel good at corner. Where feels best?
For me, I mean, I'm always can play corner. You know, corners, that's pretty, you know, simple for me. But I actually love safety. When I first started playing football ever, I started at safety. My dad played safety, my brother, my grandfather as well too. So I feel like it was just, you know, in me to just be a natural safety. And then it's, for me, it's just a better opportunity to get the ball, picks, or whatever the case may be. You know, so if it helps me get the ball, then I'll play that.
Sounds like the family business, safety. Huh? Where'd your grandpa play?
My dad and my grandpa played in high school. They didn't play college. You know, I always tease them about they should have went to college and played, but, you know, they left it up to me and my brother, so.
You know, we don't want to get you in trouble or anything, Kobe, but I'm watching the game yesterday, Philly and San Francisco, and I feel like there was a lot of pass interference penalties that didn't get called that would have gotten called in the Dallas game that you guys played in. But, you know, and I always had a good relationship with the officials, and, you know, I feel like they were always trying to help me, but it just seems like they're really unsure right now. So just as far as, like, what's the conversation in your meeting room when you're talking about, hey, look, you got to cover this guy up, but, you know, you can't get your hands involved too much. Tell us about it.
Just playing our technique. You know, we get coached on our technique from Coach Scott and, you know, Coach Carroll as well too. And just, you know, control what we can control, man. You know, nobody, they're not perfect. We're not perfect. You know, not every call is going to be the best call or whatever the case may be. We just have to play our technique. And like I said, if they do throw a flag or whatever, you know, just next play mentality, you know, but it ultimately comes down to our technique and, you know, just trusting in our coaches that they prepared us throughout the week. And, you know, we have the talent. We can play with anybody. So it's up to us.
How much have you had to alter your technique based on the way you learned up through, you know, Pee Wee League to high school to college? Is it vastly different? Is it changing each season, or does it feel like, you know, this is kind of the way I was taught?
Yeah, it was definitely always been similar to, you know, how I've been taught. You know, that's the luxury of, you know, playing under Coach Carroll and watching the guys that came before me. That was a blessing that, you know, I didn't have to change anything too much different, and I'm pretty confident in my technique.
You mentioned Coach Carroll. Have you played for a coach like Pete that is that, like, it just seems like he's always encouraging, he's always in a good mood, he's always running around, chewing gum, everything. Was that kind of new to you?
Not at all. You know, my college coach was like that, Coach Fickle, and my high school coach, more so my high school coach, Coach Ginn. He's like an uncle to me as well, too. He was the same way. So, you know, I've been blessed with three great coaches, you know, at each level. So I'm blessed for that. So, you know, just to play under Coach Carroll is, like I said, it feels like home and similar.
Hey, Kobe, when you look at film of this 49er team and you watch Brock Purdy, who really has turned into an amazing story because he's not big, he's not fast, he doesn't have the cannon arm, yet he's remarkably accurate and effective. What is it when you see him that makes him so impactful?
Just his poise and confidence and his competitiveness. Each week, you know, he's battle-tested as well, too. He feels like he has something to prove, you know, and he just goes out there and just go ball, man. You know, he plays his game, and like I said, he's extremely confident in, you know, not only himself but his teammates as well.
Kobe, last one for me. What do you like to do away from football during the season? I know it takes up so much time, but do you hang out with your teammates? What are you doing in your downtime?
Yeah, I definitely hang out with my teammates. I'm very family-oriented, so I spend time with family. And then my two best friends, I hang out with them as well, too. And play the video game. That's about it, honestly.
Which one?
I play 2K, NBA 2K, and then I play Call of Duty a little bit as well, too. I haven't played Call of Duty in so long. Right now, I've just been on NBA 2K for, like, the last 2 months. So, okay. Pretty good at that.
Well, Kobe, it's always good to talk to you, man. We appreciate you cutting out time for us, and we wish you the best throughout, obviously, this weekend and the rest of the season. Thanks so much, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Likewise.
There you go. There's Kobe Bryant in our Seahawks player spotlight, which is presented by Quantum Fiber.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.